Welcome, tea friends. This is Barb Gully from Barb's Tea Service, and today we're doing our fifth podcast.
Amazing.
It is. They said it wouldn't last, but so this is our fifth podcast of Barb's Tea Service Presents, But First Tea, and we are here courtesy of On TV Studios, and I'd like to introduce our studio engineer, Arm Candy co-host.
Here I am.
Chris Gully.
Yep.
And Chris is here to share some tea comments, provide a little technical expertise.
Very little.
And and last week, we removed the special. Mm-hmm. You're always special. But we removed the special guest title. You're a guest. You're here.
I'm some guy.
You're some guy. But we actually do have a special guest today.
Yes, we do.
And it's not you and it's not me.
And that's what makes it special.
And it's someone we've known for a very long time. That is Rob Gully.
Hey.
Hi, Rob.
I am so happy to see that this is how you two are spending your retirement. This warms my heart. This is great. I am so happy to be here today.
All right.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
All right.
So glad to have you here and join us.
Yes.
So, yes, a good, it is a, oh, I'm being told to get closer to the mic. Okay. So today we're going to be talking about herbal teas. We're going to talk about a special tea at a special Michigan hotel.
Yep.
That our special guest was with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not only going to do a tip of the week, but we're going to do an etiquette quiz.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Shake things up a little bit.
Yep.
But first tea. Okay, so today I brewed up some herbal tea, something a little bit different for us, and it is double ginger. So we should all take a little taste of this double ginger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good. I'm usually not a big fan of herbal teas, but this is very good.
What do you think, Rob?
Before I answer.
Yes.
Question.
Sure.
Is there a reason this is double ginger as opposed to?
Oh, I'm really glad you asked
single
that.
Single ginger?
Wow.
So this is a.
This is good, though.
It is good, isn't it? This is from Adagio Tea, and this is the double ginger, and I selected it for a couple reasons, which I'll talk about, but. Since you asked why is there double ginger, the description of the tea really intrigued me because, and I'm gonna read it from the description on the website.
Mm-hmm.
It says, if you're looking for an easygoing blend that will gently lull you to sleep, you're looking in the wrong place.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Wow.
So this is the double ginger packs a supercharged punch. Okay, you can confirm. Okay, and it's sure to satisfy any ginger lover with its in-your-face flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So it has a lot of ingredients. So it's got a lot of ginger. It has rooibos. And, again, I have to look because it has so many of these ingredients. It's got marigold flowers, strawberries, natural peach flavor, strawberry flavors, orange flavor. So a lot going on.
Yep.
And, Rob, you're a big ginger drinker.
I am. Drink it because it makes my tummy feel better.
Okay, and that's one of the two reasons I selected it today. One was we are in the studio later than we usually are. Usually we do a late morning.
Because we are retired.
Right.
And we don't have day jobs. but we have to accommodate people who do.
Yeah. Boy, how quickly we forget. Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, but since we don't need any more caffeine at night, so that was one reason I selected this. But the second was because herbal tea, Robbie drinks a lot of ginger tea, so we thought this would be a nice switch up for us.
Yep.
And you said it makes your tummy feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So I have bad acid reflux.
Or yep.
The GERD, as they call it, heartburn for the peasants.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, some stuff helps, some stuff doesn't. But when I was researching this, like I kept seeing on sources on the internet that I would consider scientifically or medically reputable, ginger tea kept coming up. Because I'm normally a little suspicious of, of the holistic stuff. You know, you drink some tea or take some pill, and then you know, you change your aura and you change your life.
Are you telling me things you find on the internet may not be true?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I hate to be the one to break it to you. But so like I kept seeing it come up enough where I was like, okay, well, I got to give this a try. And now I drink it regularly, and a lot of days I can tell if I get to the evening and I haven't had my ginger tea, I can tell.
Okay. All right, so
tell meaning what?
That I hadn't had it earlier in the day.
Okay, and you're just having some more discomfort.
Yeah, more like right. It doesn't you know, it doesn't cure it.
Right,
but it like it sort of takes the symptoms from like an 8 to a 6,
sure,
or an 8 to a 5.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Okay, so that's good anecdotal evidence.
And that's all it is anecdotal.
Yes. So I also am. I'm a little concerned. We want to have a big, fat disclaimer out there that we're not health professionals.
We are the opposite of health professionals.
We're health sufferers.
We have a lot of issues. So, and there are things that, you know, certain medical conditions, they advise not to take ginger because, you know, it's a blood thinner. I guess it has some of those qualities. So we're not here to advise, but just what we have seen on what we, again, with your, what you had mentioned, Rob, the credible sources that we consider. And one thing that I think is great about tea in general, before we go do a shallow deep dive into the health benefits of ginger. But one thing I always like to talk about is just, I guess, the non-scientific part of the benefits of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it causes you to just take a break.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slowing down. There's time you have to prepare. You have to wait for the tea kettle, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives yourself a chance to take a mental break.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, Rob, when I was at your house last fall, and you have a unique tea kettle.
Yes.
And
well,
you
got it for me.
I did because you asked for that type, but it's a little bit different than your standard tea kettle because it's got the thin.
Yes, that's true.
The thin spout.
I have since taken on an unsafe practice.
I
will just pop the lid off and pour it straight out the side.
Okay. Well, again, big fat disclaimer. Don't do that at home. So, but one of the things that I said to you is, I said, you know, your tea kettle takes a really long time. And you said to me, but isn't that the point of tea? And that was one of my proudest moments.
Yeah. We like to start out slow and then simmer down.
But the fact that, we're not a high energy group on a good day. But I still thought that was really pretty cool.
In retrospect, it sounds like I'm being a smartass.
Oh, no,
it's supposed to. I don't know.
No, I took it. You were very sincere.
Yeah.
You were your authentic Rob.
Mm-hmm.
So, although that can be anything at any time.
<That's all right.
laughs> Okay. So, as getting back to those health benefits, what you talked about, I noticed even in the Adagio website, they say ginger tea is popular because of its perceived benefits.
Yep.
You know, they're not putting out a big old claim.
Yeah.
But Forbes magazine, back in in December of 2023, so just recently, they did an article about the health benefits of ginger tea.
Mm-hmm.
And they also said these are things that, could be potential advantages. They're also perceived by many people, but there have been more studies that give a little bit more legitimacy to the claims made by ginger tea.
Right. It's in that realm of folk medicine.
Exactly.
And they're, you know, if on some level, if it makes you feel better, then it works.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with
that. Right. So they do say it can be, it can have anti-inflammatory properties. It can be a treatment for nausea and vomiting. Mm-hmm. And to your point, Rob, it can aid in digestion. So they also say that it's a cure, or it helps with morning sickness.
Oh.
But I have an anecdote there. It did not. So, and you are my pilot study on that.
Yes, you did two more. Two more studies.
Right. But anyway, I think that, yeah, I really do like this tea. I think it's very good. So did we talk about our mugs?
I don't think so.
We didn't talk about our mugs yet, did we?
Not in detail.
Okay, so I wanted to mention that we all have our special mug today, and I brought this one before. This is one that it has the first page of the Barb's Tea Services etiquette book, and Robbie got this for me, and I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Yep.
So, and Chris has...
Oh, my Griffith Observatory... here we go. Oh, here's the camera. this mug, and kind of a nod to our astronomical interests. And there you go.
And Rob, what's yours?
This is a big pink mug that says Dog Mom.
Yeah.
I feel like it's self-explanatory.
So too.
All right.
Well, thanks for bringing your favorite mug. The two mugs we have were gifts from you. Was that a gift from Tara?
I don't exactly remember how. Like, when you're a dog owner, you just collect dog gifts in a blur. So I feel like I got this at some point. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go with it, and I will forget that, like, I'm on Zoom meetings and I'll forget that this is like what I'm drinking out of in front of, you know, my entire office. But it's, I like it because it's the big one,
right? The, okay,
what is this, like a 13 or 14 ounce?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's at least 12.
Yep.
And that's, that was from Seattle.
Yes.
One of my trips out there.
Yep.
So keeping in the themes of all the things that we love.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say that with our herbal teas, before we leave the herbal tea topics, that herbal teas aren't really teas. Did you know that, Rob?
Yes.
Do you know why?
Because you told me. A long time ago, not just preparation for today. I knew this.
Do you know the reason why, other than the fact that I told you?
Yes, I do. I don't remember the specific, like, Latin names, tea is a very specific plant.
Yep.
Right. And anything that is not that is not tea. And even calling it herbal tea is not really, like, we call it herbal tea, but it shouldn't, like, tea shouldn't really mean that, right? Tea means a specific plant.
Yep. Exactly. I am so impressed.
Yes.
You know, because your dad will say that too. Well, you told me, and then he'll tell me the reason, and I'm going, hey, I appreciate that you guys listen.
Occasionally.
So, yes, all tea comes from Camellia sinensis.
Yeah, that's it.
And if it isn't from the plant Camellia sinensis, it's not tea. So we call, the proper name for herbal tea is a tisane. And so the next time you go out for dinner, ask to see their tisane menu. See where you go. All right.
It'd probably be a blank stare.
So, Rob, last week we had mentioned that Barb's Tea Service has been in business for almost 20 years.
Yes.
That's most of your adult life.
Oh, man, you just ruined this whole bit I was going to do about, about, like, you being a mother in show business and, like, having a childhood absent of my motherhood. But now that you've pegged it as being in my adult life, which is true, this enterprise you've had going, now I can't use that bit. So I do remember, though.
Yes.
creating those PowerPoint slides for
That's
you
right.
with the red yeah. Radiant in the yes. background. Got a lot of mileage out of that.
Hmm? I'm still using those.
Amazing.
I am still using
amazing.
That. Yep. Yes, for my tea etiquette program, it still has that banner.
Awesome.
I know. So yes, and you weren't quite an adult then. When I put adult in quotation marks. So, however one defines adult.
Well, no, if it's 20 years ago, that would make me 19, which would make me an adult.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted to disclose that or just like be in Hollywood and shave a few
I'm
years.
I'll be in my 20s forever.
There you go. That's the spirit.
I think that, like, to your original question, like, I think it's cool, like, some of the places you've obviously that you've gotten to see, but like sometimes the whole family's gotten to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, this is a cool way to use your time mm-hmm. and your public speaking acumen.
Yep.
Well, thank you. And I know you and Matt have sort of followed suit in some
in their
some
unique
manner.
Ways. Yes.
Yeah. As stand-up comedians,
yeah,
you know, I workshopped a good tea bit with Matt.
Uh-huh.
Didn't work. We decided to kill it.
Stick to comedy. Yes. So yeah, it's sort of a family thing,
mm-hmm.
And we have Rachel will also be a special guest later on, but she's
willingly.
she said let. She'd get back to us. I think she's going to be on. Actually, she had a topic. She's going to be talking about a very healthy tea, since we are talking about it. And I think she's going to share some of her trips,
mm-hmm.
her experiences being in China.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
The home of tea. Yeah. So
that's going to be authentic.
It is. And so I was thinking about how long we've been, you know, to what you said, Rob, we've done a lot of things as a family, and we have been to Europe a few times with the whole group,
mm-hmm.
and the first time was Finland, which was mostly coffee, you know,
yeah.
but when we went to the family, it was 2006 or 2007,
mm-hmm.
we went with the whole family to England,
mm-hmm.
and we had a lot of great tea, it just informally,
right,
in the hotel yeah. and that. But then there was one item on my goal list was to get to the London Ritz and have afternoon tea. That was like my first fancy tea
yep.
in London. And you and Matt did not join us. It was Dad, Rachel, and I.
Mm-hmm.
And do you recall what you did instead?
I went to a bar.
You went clubbing. And you had to spend some time preparing your hair.
The mohawk?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this was 2006.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now this is now pegged this to a certain time for me.
Yeah.
Yes. I deny all of these allegations.
It was a great mohawk.
Hey, why not? Why not? Well,
while you have it.
Anyway, but we did have a family we did have a family afternoon tea all together up at Mackinac Island.
Right.
At the Grand Hotel.
Right.
And that was 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And do you recall any memories of that afternoon tea with the whole family?
I remember the deck.
Yes.
The big porch.
Yep.
Big porch.
Yep.
Right.
And I remember being out there, and I also remember getting a tour of some of like the inner bowels of the hotel,
right?
And I was like, civilians don't get to see this.
No,
and they don't advertise the tour with your adjectives, but that's not on their brochure.
Yeah.
But it's very descriptive.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Yeah, we got a private tour because at the time I was working for that online national newspaper, mm-hmm. and I got to interview the historian. Remember him?
Vaguely.
Yeah, Bob T.
Yep.
And he told us all about the hotel, and it's actually one of the few remaining hotels of the Gilded Age, especially in our area,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And I think we'll be back. Yep. So that was our it was a very fancy hotel.
Yeah.
And we had talked a podcast ago, last one or the one before, about the solar eclipse weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you joined us. Well, that was another family affair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we had booked our reservation, our hotel, a year in advance.
Mm.
But you kind of waited a little bit, and you had...
I knew this was coming.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the red carpet hotel?
You want to...
Compare and contrast that with the Grand Hotel.
What you mean to say is, you want to talk about how you paid for your procrastination?
You did.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
right. What did you call it? The cost of waiting.
The
cost of waiting. This was this was a hotel where the paint, you could tell there was a layer of paint and then cigarette smoke and a layer of paint and cigarette smoke and a layer of paint. So there was just a bathtub outside in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
No reason. there was a one dead bush that was highlighted by solar lights. Like someone had to place the solar lights there on purpose.
Yep.
There's just one dead bush. There was a Waffle House right next door. So fine dining. And there was, it was skeevy, and it was just like the one part that worked was just like the bed and the shower. Like, thank goodness.
Yep.
The two parts that we needed clean worked clean, but I never would have ever seen a place like that had it not been for this adventure.
Yep.
Right, yeah. Right. And actually, you did see the bowels of that hotel without even going below deck, right?
very well put.
Uh-huh.
The back of the hotel had like a little table with like cats that had kind of overrun the space,
uh-huh.
And there was a mattress lying there too.
Wow.
So it was a real treat.
And this was called the Red Carpet Inn, right?
The Red Carpet Inn. The name did not disappoint.
Nice. And do you think they served afternoon tea?
it was afternoon cigarettes, maybe, not afternoon tea.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So thanks for sharing that experience with us. We were so happy that was another great family affair.
Yeah, it was a good trip.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So,
keep rolling.
All right. So I did want to mention, though, that unlike the Red Carpet Inn, the Grand Hotel is in this book that we wrote. So we didn't just, Barb's Tea Service, we just don't have the etiquette book. We also have Michigan Tea Rooms.
Yes.
Our 12 favorite
to
keep with our Steeper by the Dozen series.
Mm-hmm.
And we are currently in the process of updating, so we're going to have a new version out fairly soon.
Some places have closed, and some of it have opened, and it's good to kind of keep on top of it.
Exactly, and it's nice to see that quite a few have, but have survived.
Right,
but there are some that have just kind of.
Are you going to put second edition on the cover to make it look very? Like,
serious? That would add a little.
Yeah.
I will do second edition.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay, so speaking of our books, I was going to give so this is the etiquette book, and we talked about before that it's not just tea etiquette, but all kinds of dining etiquette.
Right.
And
keep going.
Oh, what's where's something going on?
Yeah.
Anyway. We just have a little things going on outside.
I think they're doing some construction next door.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to do a quiz, and it's going to be Rob and Chris.
Yes.
Against each other.
Right.
Like an etiquette Jeopardy.
Yes.
And here we're going to talk about what is a finger food and what foods require a utensil.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Okay.
Okay, so we've got 12 and a baker's dozen for extra credit.
Right.
Okay. Asparagus.
Fork.
Fork.
Good. Okay, so you both got that right. Unless you're in Europe, you'd eat with your fingers.
Gross.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Bacon.
Fingers.
Finger.
Knife and fork.
What?
How?
Unless it's really crispy.
Yeah. This is America. Why? Where would it ever not be crispy?
Good point. So I'm going to give that to you.
All right. Okay.
Argue my way into that. Okay.
So I know when I ran this by Rachel, she said she wouldn't even want anything that wasn't crispy, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Olives.
Toothpick.
I'm going to go with utensil.
Wow. Well, I didn't have a category for toothpick, but that's actually not a bad idea, but it's a finger food.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Still gross.
Yeah.
All right. So
I mean, olives.
How about artichoke? You guys should know this.
Oh, finger.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's always been a
yep.
mm-hmm. a Gully family
yep.
favorite. Oysters.
Oh, fingers.
I'm going to try not to overthink this, but I mean, it would be finger, right?
This is almost a trick question because you kind of have your choice.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it depends.
Because it depends if they're separated or not, right?
Oh, boy, he's going to get extra credit. Oh. That is the key because yeah. some people will take them right up to their mouth,
mm-hmm.
slurp them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, if you haven't checked to see if the little foot has been removed,
yeah.
you might need to do that before with your fork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, corn on the cob.
Fingers.
Fingers.
Of course. French fries.
Fingers.
Fingers.
No. Unless you're doing a drive-through. This is fast food. Otherwise, knife and fork.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Oh, like if it was just like a regular plated dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pizza.
Finger.
Finger.
Yes. Unless it's
yeah.
crazy full.
Yeah.
Shrimp.
Fingers, I think.
Fingers.
If they have the tail, you can use your finger.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Otherwise, you'd use a little cocktail fork.
That's the difference maker.
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Sandwiches.
Well, fingers.
Fingers.
Fingers. Unless it's so overstuffed, yep. again, like our pizza. Fried chicken?
Fingers and you're going to lick them.
That's out of the etiquette book.
Is this a barbecue or like at a restaurant?
So that's a really good point because most etiquette professionals, I'm not necessarily of that opinion, but see fried chicken as a picnic food only.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So you use your fingers.
All right.
Okay. One last one, yep. cherries.
Finger.
Fingers if they're stems.
Fingers.
Utensil.
All right.
Yeah, fingers. Okay.
All right.
So I guess we're running out of time. Okay. My baker's dozen was going to be scones, but we talked about that yep. last week.
All right.
Okay. So we are. Yep. Did I hear the.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Want to thank our special guest, Rob, for coming in today. I want to thank Chris
right.
for commandeering the soundboard and keeping mm-hmm. us on time. Also, all who are listening or viewing and Rob, we'd love to have you back again.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be back.
All right.
We've had a lot of people comment before when you've helped out at events. You have such a great voice. You need to be on more of these podcasts.
There you go. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks everyone.
All right.
And please stay tuned. All right.